请弟兄姊妹们把圣经翻开到新约的启示录第五章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to New Testament Book of Revelation, Chapter 5.
好，我们先念几节。
Let's read a few places.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用漆印封严了。我又看见一位大力的天使大声宣传说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那漆印呢？在天上地上地底下没有能展开能观看那书卷的，因为没有配展开观看那书卷的，我就大哭。
And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, whose worthy is to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open to the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon.
啊，长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看啊，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那漆印。我就看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有赤脚赤眼，就是神的七灵奉差遣往普天上去的。这羔羊前来从坐宝座的右手里拿了书卷，他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，得拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开其印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各方各国各民族买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
And one of the elders say unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven ears, eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth unto all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps, the golden veils full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
我们感谢神，这次又和弟兄姊妹们在这里一同交通主的话。
We thank God that once again here together we are sharing God's word.
我起初要来和弟兄姊妹们交通旧约里头一卷小先知书。
Originally, I plan to share with brothers and sisters the one of the little prophet books in Old Testament.
但是后来在出门了以后，和一些弟兄姊妹们交通。
But after I left, after I share with some brothers and sisters,
里面这个感觉越来越强，好像应该不是交通。
Then I
小先知书。
Then I start to have much stronger feeling that most likely I should not share upon those small profit books.
所以, 在不久前, 我就决定了, 改题目, 改题目。
Therefore, very recently, I've decided to change the topic.
改什么呢?
So change to what?
就是改。 到我们刚才所念的那段的经文,
which is to change to the verses we have just read.
但是不是整段的经文,
but not the entire verses.
而是集中在24位长老和侍候物在羔羊面前的那一个敬拜的祷告。
But we will focus upon the worship and the prayers of the four beasts and the 24 elders before the Lamb.
这是他们那一次的祷告话一定不是太多。
Actually, their prayers were not long.
好像就是说到羔羊你曾被杀，用你的血买了许多的人来归向神。
And it just talked about the Lamb was being slain and has redeemed with his precious blood and brought to God many people.
让他们 成为国民那样归向神,
and let them become people become God's people.
又让他们成为祭司来归向神,
and also unto God as priest.
还有一个更高的结局, 那就是要与基督一同做王管理全地。
And the even higher ending is that they shall reign over all the earth.
祷告的话语虽然是那么的简短,
although the prayer was very short,
但是却是把我们的主他做成了救赎的工作的这整件事情的前前后后带结果都包括在里头。
But actually it has included from the beginning to the end and even the result of our Lord's work of redemption.
而如果我们光是看这一个祷告，我们是没有什么话好说的。
If we only look at this prayer, there's not much to say.
因为这都是神的儿子所做成功的事情。
Because this is all the work being done by the Son of God.
但是若是我们把他们祷告的那个内容很具体、很仔细的去看进去的话，
but if we really look into the details of the content of their prayers,
我们就看到一个非常非常关键的事物。
Then we see something the most critical.
关键在什么地方呢?
So what's the most focal point?
那关键就是把整个启示录完全集中在这三句话的里头。
Which actually has all focused the entire book of Revelation into those three verses.
我们能不能领会整卷启示录里头神所发表的他的那一个安排？
Are we able to understand the plan of God in the whole book of Revelation?
就跟我们看到天上这一个祷告有没有看进去和有直接的关系。
Actually, it has direct relationship with whether we understand this prayer from heaven.
所以今天晚上开始我们要交通这一个部分神的话的时候,
so as we start to share this part of God's word tonight,
我们还不能一下子就交通进去这几句话,
we cannot enter directly into this, those words.
在我个人的感觉上面来说, 我们必须要把启示录这一卷书有一个 很明确的领会。
I personally feel that we have to fully understand this book of Revelation first.
我们才能很准确的领会到这一个祷告所带出的那一个启示是一件什么事情。
Then we can actually understand what's the revelation being brought out by this prayer.
所以今天晚上我跟弟兄姊妹要交通的，好像在启示录本身 还比较多一些。
So actually I would like to share more with brothers and sisters upon the book of Revelation tonight.
明天开始我们就真的是交通那几句话了。
Start from tomorrow we will be focusing on those words.
那因此今天晚上我们是仰望主借着他的灵把他话语里头那一个奥秘来向我们打开。
So tonight we do pray that by His Spirit that He can open up the mystery of His words to us.
我们能领会神的心思的，原谅我这样说，是很有限。
So, what we can understand of God's mind, heart is really limited.
但是感谢神，因着他的怜悯，他借着圣灵的扶持和帮助，就叫我们把我们不太容易领会的事情向我们解开。
But thank the Lord by His mercy that, and also with the help of the Holy Spirit, that He has opened to us something that is hard for us to understand.
我能想象得到，当弟兄姊妹你有机会来读启示录的时候，你觉得启示录这本书是非常非常的难读。
I can imagine that as brother and sister read the book of Revelation, you do find it very difficult.
一面是非常的难读，另一面是非常的难明。
On the one hand, it's very difficult to read. On the other hand, it's very hard to understand.
好像你读过了，你知道好像神说了一些话，但是他说的是什么事实，你一点把握的都没有。
After you read through this, you know that God has said something, but what exactly He has said, you are not sure.
不是个别人是如此，是全体都是这样。
It's not just individually, but the entire group is like this.
可以说没有一个是例外。
There's no exception.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
就是因着他的怜悯。
Because of His mercy.
他借着圣灵的光照，把我们本来看不进去、看不懂的，就成为我们能领会的过来的。
By the enlightening of the Holy Spirit, He has let us understand what we originally could not understand and did not want to read.
在我个人的一个经历上面来先说说。
So I would like to share upon my own experience.
神怎么让我打开启示录呢？
So how did God has opened the book of Revelation to me?
那是用着他自己的话来给我画出了那条界限。
It's by His own words that He has drawn His own line for me.
指明了那一条路。
Has directed this way for me.
当主的心思和主的那一个路在我里头有了一点感觉的时候。
So when I start to feel about Lord's heart and His way,
感谢神，启示录好像就给我对我打开了。
Thank God that as if the book of Revelation has been opened up to me.
启示录里边提到很多很多的表象的东西，过去是摸得一塌糊涂的，那时候又觉得没有什么。
There have been many types that have been mentioned in the book of Revelation. Back then, I couldn't understand, but now I realize there's not much that we cannot understand.
但是这个秘诀在哪里呢？
So what is exactly the secret?
那这个秘诀就是我们能掌握圣灵把启示录发表的时候，他是怎么来发表。
The secret is that we can take hold of exactly how does the Holy Spirit speak,
how to express
the whole book of Revelation.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意这第一章。
So if we just look at chapter 1,
弟兄姊妹，你翻到第一章去。要很留心来注意主当时借着圣灵对约翰说了什么话。
When you turn to chapter 1, please pay very detailed attention to what the Lord spoke to John.
当我们注意到主借着圣灵对约翰说了话，然后告诉约翰说你要把这些话传给神的众儿女。
Through the Holy Spirit, God has spoken to John, and also He asked John to share those words to God's children.
我们就知道了，哦，原来神把他整个的那一个救赎旨意安排的完成的那个次序， 来向人讲，打开了。
So then we understand that God has opened up the work of redemption and its orders.
那神怎么打开的呢？
So how does God open this up?
我们留意第一章，第几节呢？第十九节。
Let's pay attention to chapter 1, verse 19.
那我们看看十九节，主对约翰说了什么话。
Let's see what the Lord spoke to John in verse 19.
当然在主在没有对约翰说话以前，他给约翰看见那一位从死里复活的主是怎样的一位主。
Before our Lord speak to John, he let John see how exactly is this Lord who has risen from the dead.
不过这个部分我就不包括在我们这次交通的内容里了。
But I will not include this in the content of our sharing this time.
我们留意十九节，你就可以留意到这一点。
So let's pay attention to verse 19.
那主给约翰说了一些话，看了一些事，然后就对约翰说，所以你要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。
After our Lord has let John see, and also Lord has spoken to John, he told John that, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter.
主告诉约翰，你要把所看见的，和现在的事，并将来必成的事情，都写出来。
Lord told John to write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter.
所看见的就是约翰在巴摩海岛上面看到的那一位复活的主。
What John saw was the resurrected Lord from the Patmos Island.
听见的是现在进行的事和将来必成的事。
What he has heard are the things in present and also the things which shall come.
那十九节很清楚，你就看到了，整本启示录就是分成这三个部分。
So very clearly, you see that the whole book of Revelation has been divided to those three parts.
头一个部分就是第一章。
The first part is chapter one.
所看见的是。
What he has seen.
看见那位复活的主。
See the Lord who has risen.
当然也看见这位复活的主，也就是以后审判世界的主。
And of course, also see that this Lord who has risen from the dead is also the Lord who will judge the world.
然后呢，就听见主在那里说当时的话。
And then heard the Lord spoke the things back then.
和将来必成的事情是怎么发生。
And how the things that will come will happen.
如果单纯从主说话的内容来说，那就是只有这三个部分。
If we simply looking at what the Lord said, those are the only three parts.
但是我们又不能单单从文字的这个记载上面就说，哦，就是这三个部分。
But then we also cannot conclude those are the only three parts just by what's been written.
那我们必须又要从文字的记载里头去看出这三个部分有关的一些时间和地点的因素。
And from what has been written, we also have to look at the time and also the things related to those three parts.
所看见的事情那个比较简单，因为都是在巴摩海岛那一个主日的早晨，约翰所看见的主。
So what John had seen was more simple because it all has to do with the Lord that John had seen on the Lord's day.
时间是很短促，那个范围也是不太定大。
It was during a short time and the boundary was not big.
但是一说到现在的事的时候呢？
But how about talking about the things in present?
这在时间上面来说，就不是说现在就是现在嘛。
Actually, in time-wise, it's really not that now is present.
一秒钟以后就不是现在了。
It's that after 1 second, then it's not present time.
1秒钟以后就是将来了。
If it's after 1 second, then it's the future.
1秒钟以前呢就是过去了。
So before 1 second, then it's the past.
如果平常我们平常的习惯就是这样。
So that's how we are used to this.
现在就是现在。
Now it's now.
你不是停留在现在，那就不是过去，就是将来嘛。
It's either that you stay at this present, then, or it's the past or future.
但是如果我们这样子来看启示录主所说的那个现在的事呢？
But if we look at the things which are now,
我们就很麻烦了。
Then we get confused.
因为你没办法知道主究竟在那里说什么。
Because we can understand what exactly the Lord
wants. 因为现在这个观念对我们来说，一瞬间就没了。
Because this present actually to us, it just happens within one moment.
但是主当时所说的那个现在，是包括一个很长的时间。
But the present time which our Lord has talked about, it includes a long period of time.
时间的计算虽然是很长。
Although the calculation of time is long,
但是在神的观察的里头, 那是现在。
But under God's observation, that is now.
当然弟兄姊妹你就晓得, 这是何约翰所看见的, 在巴布海岛上看见的那个意象, 很有关系了。
So then you would know it really has to do with the vision that Paul, that John had saw on the Patmos Island.
因为约翰在第一次, 巴布海岛上看到的主的时候，主自己怎么来介绍他自己呢？
Because how did the Lord reveal and introduce himself when John saw him on Patmos Island?
主很清楚地告诉他说，
Very clearly our Lord told him,
我是世在今在以后永在的神。
I'm him which is and which was and which is to come.
清楚了，但是你听， 我读的中文跟他读的英文好像不一样啊。
But then you can see there's some difference in Chinese and English version.
是不一样。
It is different.
但是是英文那个表达是准确。
But the English expression is correct.
我们中文那个圣经翻译出来的时候，是根据人的观念的次序来说出主是怎样的。
In Chinese, it expressed the way that in which is from our own mind, our own order, to explain how our Lord is.
但是英文的那个翻译呢，是把原来的那个意思很准确的去表达主是怎样的一位神。
But the English translation has actually expressed how our Lord is.
因为弟兄姊妹你都知道，我们的神并不受时间限制的。
Because you all know our God is not limited by time.
而不像我们，我们是受时间限制的。
Unlike us, we are being limited by time.
而我们的神是不受时间限制的。
Our God is not being limited by time.
时间对神来说是没有意义的。
Time has no meaning to God.
因为神本身是从永远到永远的神。
Because God himself is from eternity to eternity.
在时间的观念的里头，你没有办法去把神
We can never express God clearly in this concept of time.
就我们的观念来说，神是从从前是、现在是、将来也是。
So in our own concept, that God is the one who was, who is now, and who is to come.
但是在神自己本身的那来说呢，神永远是现在的神。
But to God Himself, He's always the God of right now.
所以一说到这个事实的时候，你就留意到神说我是今在、实在、以后永在的神。
So when you look at this reality, then you see God himself says that he which is and which was and which is to come.
我们现在感觉神现在是我的神。
We feel that God is my God right now at this present time.
但神在那里表明说，我不但现在是你的神。
But God expressed that not only I'm your God right now.
从前我也是你的神。
I was your God before.
到将来我还是你的神。
I'm still your God with your
time. 时间不管它怎么来变。
Regardless of how time changes.
我就是你的神。
I am your God.
神的话在那是非常强调他是现在的神。
God has fully stressed that he is the God of present time.
那当我们能了解到神的心思里头的这一个发表。
So as we can understand God's heart, expressly.
当神一说到现在的事的时候，你就注意到了，这个现在的事不是只是现在这一秒钟。
So then, when God mentioned about the things which are, it really doesn't mean at this very second.
而是说到神一直在进行着做还没有做完的那件事。
But it expressed how the work that God has been doing but hasn't been finished.
整件的事情已经开始做了。并且继续在做了，但是还没有做完。
He has already started to work and has been working, but hasn't done yet.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们领会的这一点的时候呢，你就知道了，这一个现在的事是指着什么来说的呢
？So then, when you understand this, then you understand what are the things which are now.
乃是指着第二章、第三章来说的。
Then it actually talks about chapter 2 and 3.
那第二章和第三章说什么呢
？So what do the chapter 2 and 3 talk about?
用简单的话来讲
，simply speaking，
那就是整个的教会历史。
Then that's the entire church history.
每一提到教会历史，我们看见有过去的部分。
So when we talk about church history, we do see things in the past.
有现在进行中的部分。
And the things in present.
还有没有完成的部分
？And also those are to come.
对我们来说是很清楚的分成这个层次。
To us, it's very clearly divided like this.
但对神自己本身来说，这是一件事。
But to God Himself, there's only one thing.
是我现在做的一件事。
It's the work that I have been doing.
那弟兄姊妹，这一个关键是非常重要。
This is very critical.
重要在什么地方呢
？So what's important about this?
你就看到这他。神提出这三件事情的他们彼此当中的关系
Then you will see the relationship between those three things with one another
如果没有他在伯木海岛上约翰所看见的那些事情就不能发生
If
现在的事
If the things that John had saw on the Patmos Island did not happen then the things in present would not happen
如果没有第二、第三章现在的事情完成。
If the things in chapter 2 and 3 had not been completed,
就不可能发生未来第三的事情的出现。
Then the things that are to come will not be fulfilled.
那因此我们就不能不注意这一个了。
Therefore, we cannot but pay attention.
你怎么证明它是一段时间
？Then how do you prove that this is a period of time?
你不能，我只能在那里猜啊。
So you may only guess.
感谢神。
Thank God.
当弟兄姊妹，你读第二、第三章的时候
，When you read chapter 2 and 3,
你读到的那里是说到教会的属灵的光景。
What you have read is talking about the spiritual condition of church.
它同时也在那里发表教会历史发展的那个次序。
And also express the orders of the church history.
我们都知道教会在地上能给建立起来那是从五旬节开始
We all know that it's starting from the Pentecost that the church has been built on earth
那五旬节圣灵降临教会开始了
So the Holy Spirit descends during the Pentecost so the church began
那教会什么时候结束呢
So when does church end?
我们看到在整个过去教会在教会历史里头你没有办法找到一个时间是教会成为结束的时间
If you look at the entire church history in the past you cannot find the time that we can see the church end
你只是看见教会不住的在那里经历各种各样的征战又在各种各样的征战的里边继续的成长
You will only see that the church has gone through so many warfares but also grow within the midst of those warfare.
一直等到有一个时刻来到了。
Until one moment comes.
哪一个时刻呢
？When is that?
你读非常那个 推亚推拉的那封书信的时候
When you read the letters to the church of Thyatira
你就读出那个时间来
Then you see the time
你读那个菲拉铁菲教会的 那卷书的时候
Then when you read the church the letters to the church of Thyatira
你又读到这个同样的时间来
Then you also read about this time
哪一个时间呢
Which time
主再回来
When our Lord comes back
当然那两处是非常突出的
Because those two places are very obvious
因为那里是很明显的说
Because very obviously
你要持守你所有的
It talks about that Hold on to what you have
为什么要持守的
Why you should hold on
免得人夺去你的冠冕
Means that others took away your crown
你要持守你所有的一直等到我来
Keep hold of what you have until I come
我们感谢赞美我们的神
We thank and praise our God.
他把整个现在的事情的起头和那个结束时间给了我们。
He has given us the time from the that beginning and the end.
从什么时候来，我们不太知道。
We do not know when our Lord comes back again.
但是主是给我们有各种各样的想说你可以从那些事里头体会到那个时间什么时候接近
But he has told us many things therefore we may feel that when this time is coming
弟兄姊妹们虽然是生活在那个 New Jersey
Although brothers and sisters live in New Jersey
但是我想你们今年也经过了两次主再来了
But I think that youhave experienced two times of Lord's coming back.
虽然那讲这个话的人是在加州，是在我们那里，不在这里。
Although the person who said this was from California, not here.
但是多多少少是都影响到很多信主的弟兄姊妹们，他们真的是在那里说准备要等候主来了。
But it truly has influenced many brothers and sisters. They have been waiting for the Lord's coming.
但是我们感谢神我们真实的认识主的话的神的儿女就知道说这样的话的人是不够领会神说话的目的的人
But we thank God that for those God of God's children who truly understand God's words
因为我们的主老早就说了这个日子这个时辰没有人知道连主自己都不知道
Because our Lord has already said that nobody knows this time and this day, even the Son of God Himself.
唯独父自己才知道的。
Only Father Himself will know.
所以在地上有人说什么时候主来了，你们好准备了，弟兄姊妹，你别要给他吓坏了。
Therefore, don't be scared if someone on earth says that at a certain time our Lord is coming back.
感谢主，如果我们是等候主来的人，你随时准备好。什么时候见主我们都非常的安息我们根本就不是以主来这个事情作为一个很难搬的担子
Thank Lord that for those of us who are really be ready for Lord's coming back whenever he's coming back you feel fully rested so it's not a burden to think about when he's coming back
但是如果我们在神的面前不好好的活在主的心意里，你一听到主要回来的时候，也许你就在那里控告自己了。
But if for those of us we are not living under God's will, then when we hear about the Lord's coming back, then we will start to accuse of ourselves.
我们感谢神，主的话很早就给我们看到，他这个现在的事是什么时候开始，是什么时候结束。
Thank God that through His words He has shown us that.When is the beginning and when is the end for the things that are now?
当我们看到现在的事情结束的时候呢
So when we see the ending of the things that are in present,
那也就是说主说你们一直要持守所有等到我来的时候
Which is the time that which our Lord said that keep what you have until I come?
那个时候我就要你们与我一同在父的面前坐席那虽然这个话是对老底达教会讲的但是也是上宗教会讲的
So then the Lord says that at that time I will let you sit together with my father. Although that's what being said to the church of Laodicea, but also say to whole church.
当我们的主是这样呼召我们, 用我们熟悉的话来讲, 我们都被提了到神那去了。
So as Lord calls us like this, which is to say that we're all being raptured to God Himself.
现在的事结束了,
then the things that are present are
就引出了未来的事情出现了,
which will bring out the things that are to come.
所以我们留意到那个启示录第四章的时候呢,
so then when we pay attention to chapter 4,
那就是主对约翰说到教万物现在的事就是教会的事情完全的说完了。
So that is when Lord told John that which he has finished talking about the things that are now, which is about church.
也就是说，等到神对教会要做的事情，我们的主也做好了。
Which also means our Lord has finished doing the work about His church.
神要在教会的软弱的当中寻找得胜者，来补满基督身体的那个丰富，那个事情也做成功了。
So the work will be done as our Lord will seek the overcomers among those who are weak among the church, which
所以跟主一同坐席的事情就出来了。
So then sitting together with the Lord will be brought down.
那当这件事一出来的时候呢,
so when this thing is being brought down,
我们就留意到天使来对约翰说了。
So then we pay attention to angel comes to speak to John.
天使就叫约翰去观看，就看到天上的门开了。
Then angel told John to observe the door was open in heaven.
那我们不能不注意了。
We cannot but pay attention.
什么时候天上的门上帝打开呢？
So when is the door being opened in heaven towards the earth?
如果我们从这个次序上面，主说出他做启示录的安排的那个次序来看的话，你非常清楚看见，教会完成长成的时候，教会成熟能被带到神的面前去做个荣耀的教会的时候，天的门就打开了。
So you will see clearly from the ordering book of Revelation that when the church has been mature and when the church is before God, then the door was open in heaven.
那这一个打开就引出来一件事情。
Then this opening will be brought out one thing.
那天使就对约翰说,
then the angel spoke to John.
你到这里来,
come here.
我要带你去看将来的事情是怎么来发生。
I will show you the things must be coming.
我要将以后必成的事指示你了。
Then I will show you the things which must be hereafter.
什么时候天使跟他说这个话呢？
So when did the angel spoke to him?
叫现在的事完成了以后。
That is after the things are now has been finished.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你现在就看到了，启示录就很显然的就分成这三个大的部分。
So you will see that very obviously Book of Revelation has been divided by those three parts.
一个就是所看见的,
one is the things that
一个是现在进行的,
and one is the things that are now.
再有一个是将来必成的,
and the things that are to come.
那这三部这个部这三个部分就做完了神在他整个救赎的计划里头所设计好的。
So all those three things have complete what God's design in His work of salvation.
那因着这一件事情，约翰就被带到天上去，就带到神的宝座的面前。
And because of this, John was being brought to heaven before the throne of God.
啊，但是天上就看到神的宝座了，也看到天上的敬拜。So
in heaven, that he had seen the throne of God and also the worship in heaven.
但是非常有意思。
Very interesting.
那我们要问的就是说,
we would like to ask,
要说给你看将来必成的事,
to say that I will show you the things that thereafter.
那为什么要先带我到天上去看呢？
Then why should the angel bring me to see in heaven?
难道留在地上就不能看见那个将来必成的事了吗？
Then will it be that if he stay on earth, then he cannot see the things that are to come?
将来必成的事一定是发生在地上的，那为什么要跑到天上去看呢？
Since the things that are to come must happen on earth, then why should he go up to heaven to see it?
如果我们读经读的细一点的话，我们一定会问这个问题的。
We definitely will ask this question if we look at details.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们还不会问这个问题的时候，神就先给了我们答案。
Even before we know how to ask this question, God has already given us the answer.
我简单的来说一下就好。
So simply speaking,
那个答案是什么？
What's the answer?
那个答案就是，将来必成的事，虽然是发生在将来。
The answer is that even though the things that are to come will happen in the future,
但是却是从永远到永远的那一位宇宙的主那里做开始做结束。
But it is actually beginning and end from the Lord who is in the universe and who is from eternity to eternity.
所以你要看到将来永远必成的事情，你必须要看这一位宇宙的主是怎么样来安排管理着整个宇宙的那一个发展。
So in order to see the things that are to come, you must see this Lord of the universe, how he planned and governed everything in the universe.
详细的事情或具体的事情，我就不和弟兄姊妹们交通了。
I will not talk those things in detail.
但是我确实要指给弟兄姊妹们要看，约翰这次被到天上，他看真的是看着天上，一次他难得看见的敬拜。
But I would like to share that as John was being brought to heaven, truly he has seen the worship, which is very rarely to see.
为什么难得呢？
Why is it very rare?
不是说这个敬拜是偶然发生。
It's not that this kind of worship just happened randomly.
而是这个敬拜永远是在那里发生。
But actually this worship has been there
all the time. 但是我们和神中间的间隔，我们永远是看不见。
But because of the gap we have between God, so we can never see it, and we cannot understand.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
这个时间到。
It's now the time is here.
神就把他带到神的宝座前。
So God has brought him before the throne.
让他看见从永远到永远，我们的神是如何接受敬拜。
So he is to see that from eternity to eternity, how our God has received the worship.
所以在为将来未成的事发表以前，神是让约翰去看到在天上那个从永远到永远的敬拜。
So before the things that are to come is being expressed, God let John see the worship in heaven, which is from eternity to eternity.
这个在天上的敬拜，时刻都在那里进行。
The worship in heaven happens each moment.
但是我们也很清楚地看到，
But we also clearly see that
在天上这个敬拜里头，这一次神让约翰所面对面来遇见的呢，显然是有两个非常不一样的特点。
But also that this worship in heaven which God led John saw face to face, it has two things which is very different.
一个特点是在第四章。
One special characteristic happens in chapter 4.
另外一个特点在第五章。
And the other special characteristic.
我们这次交通的重点是在第五章。
And our focal point in sharing is chapter 5.
但是在交通第五章的时候，我们不能不留意第四章。
But when we look at chapter 5, we cannot but must pay attention to chapter 4.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
那如果弟兄姊妹们，你稍微留意一点，
If you pay just little attention,
你就很清楚地看到第四章里头的那个敬拜，它的主题是什么。
Then you will see the topic of the worship in chapter 4.
天上的敬拜有主题的。
There's a theme for the heavenly worship.
不像我们学习敬拜的时候，我们的主题常常是莫名其妙的。
Unlike us, when we learn how to worship, our theme might be all confused.
如果不是莫名其妙的话，也是也就是原谅我这样说了，也是乱七八糟的。
I do apologize of saying this, but most of the time it might be in a mess.
当然我们不敢说那个不是敬拜啊。
Of course, we cannot say what we worship is not worship.
但是那个不是神心意里头要得到那个敬拜。
But that's not how God would like the. That's not the worship that God would like to receive.
比方说我们自己嘛。
For example, for ourselves.
如果我们有敬拜、感谢主的机会的时候。
If we have the gathering to worship the Lord.
一个弟兄站起来祷告，感谢神治好我的病。
Then some brothers stand up to say thank God to heal me.
一个姊妹站起来祷告说，感谢神，借着你儿子的救赎，叫我得着拯救。
And another sister stands up saying that thank God by the salvation, by the redemption of your son, I'm being saved. Those are all correct. You cannot say they are wrong.
因为一个姊妹站起来说，哦，谢谢主，你让我孩子选大学的时候选到最好的那一些。
And another sister would say that thank God that you let my son go to a good college.
感谢神。这是我们说，我们里面有感恩的心，上神面前发表。我们一点感觉，这个本身没有错。
There's nothing wrong with that. We are heart are full of thanksgiving, so we express to God.
但是我们不能不注意的，如果我们真的是被带到宇宙的主面前的时候，你先要考虑宇宙的主他等候要得着的是什么。
But if we are really truly being brought before the God, before the Lord of Universe, then we have to consider first.What exactly the Lord of the Universe would like to receive?
我们承认我们是不大知道。
We do confess that we don't really know.
但是感谢神，启示录第四章就把我们带到这个答案的里头。
But thank God that chapter 4 of book of Revelation has brought us to this.
那个答案是什么呢？
So what's the answer?
一个事实。
There's one fact.
从永远到永远。
From eternity to eternity.
神是可敬拜的神。
God is the one who is worshipped.
为什么他是可敬拜的神呢？
Why is he the one
worshipped? 因为他是万有的主宰。
Because he's the Lord of the all creation.
万有都是根据他的旨意而被造的。
For it's according to his pleasure that all things were being created.
这一个就是神在对我们的每个等候。
So that's what God has been waiting for us.
我们不单是承认他是神。
Not only we confess that he's God.
并且我们只接受他是怎么样的一位神。
But we explain that what exactly the God he is.
这一位神可以从在人类的历史的里头长久以来是给人完全误会的。
During the entire human history, this God has been mistaken by man.
尤其是在人堕落了以后，撒旦在人的心思里头所做成的各种各样的那一种心思，让人永远好像要拣选，我要站在神的对立面，我就是对的。
Especially after man had been fallen, that Satan has created many different minds in people's hearts, so that people would think that I'm the one who's right.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
人可以这样的愚昧和无知。
Man can be such foolish and
silly. 但神对人确实有一个等候。
But God has been waiting for man.
等候有一天，人都承认他是万有的主，万有是根据他的旨意而被造。
To wait until one day that the entire race confess that he is the Lord who created all things.
那这个是第四章里头那个祷告的那个主题。
So that's the main theme of the prayer in chapter 4.
当这个主题一给献到神的面前去。
When this main thing has been presented to God.
天上很喜乐。
So it's so joyful in heaven.
24长老都伏在那里。
The 24 elders fall down.
连冠冕都拿出来放在主的面前。
And put down their crowns before the Lord.
在那里说神啊配得荣耀尊贵的只有你。
And they all say that, O Lord, you are the only one worthy to receive glory and honor and power.
天上所有的被造之物都在那里呼出来说阿们阿们。
And all the things being created all say Amen.
感谢神。
Thank God.
这个是第四章里的敬拜的一个大体的描述。
So that's the general description of the worship happening in chapter 4.
但是第四章的敬拜是已经很高了。
So actually, the worship in chapter 4 is really, really high.
如果我们细细的去留意的时候，
If we really pay attention,
我们发觉神的圣灵把第四章天上的那个敬拜记录下来的时候，神的感觉里面有一点缺陷。
Actually, we feel that when the Holy Spirit has recorded this worship in heaven, actually we do feel that God feels that there is something still falling short.
这个缺陷不是我们猜出来的。
And this is not what we have guessed.
我一点弟兄姊妹你就看清看到的。
If I point this out, you will realize.
因为你看到天上那个敬拜是很高。
You do see this worship in heaven is high.
但是你是万有的主。
Lord, you are the Lord of everything.
万有都是根据你的旨意而被建造的。
And all things have been created according to that purpose.
说你是配得一切的尊贵荣耀和神颂。
So thou art worthy to receive all glory and honor.
那是事实。
That is a fact.
但是弟兄姊妹，你留意，这里所有的响应只有在天上出现。
But pay attention that all those only echo back in heaven.
那万有既然是神自己的创造而来的
，Since all things are being created by God.
那当天上在那里称颂我们的神是最高的神的时候，地没有反应啊。
So when the heaven worship that God is the God of highest, then how come the earth doesn't echo?
人没有反应啊。
And man has no response.
其他的被造之物没有反应啊。
And all other creatures
have no response. 只有天上有反应啊。
Only there is response in heaven.
我们才晓得，当主教导门徒祷告的时候，他告诉门徒说，你们祷告要求神做工作到一个地步，叫天上的旨意行在地上的，如同行在天上。
So then we understand when our Lord teaches his disciples to pray, then he would say that you have to pray and ask God to work to the point that the will has been done on earth as it is being done in heaven.
主对门徒这样祷告的这样的祷告的教导，岂不是很清楚的说出？当神在那里继续安排各种各样的恩惠怜悯要临到人的时候，神心里头一直有个等候，等候什么？等候一切在地上的被造之物对神还是有反应。
So then he expressed that through this prayer which Lord has taught his disciples to show that what God has been waiting is thatFor all the things on earth can respond back to God.
但是我们读第四章的时候，你读不出那个反应。
But when we read chapter 4, you cannot see such a response.
所有的反应都是天上。
For all the response happening in heaven.
那因此就引出第五章的事情来了。
Therefore, which leads to the things happening in chapter 5.
为什么天上那样兴高采烈的时候，地没有反应？万有好像还也是短缺那个反应。
Why is it that when in heaven is so joyful, but on the earth and all other creatures fall short to such joy?
原来有一个秘密在那里。
There's a secret.
那个秘密是什么呢
？So what is this mystery?
那就是神在万有里面整个的管制。因着撒旦的堕落加上人的迷失所造成的那一个缺陷，叫天和地发生了间隔。
So actually the mystery is that because Satan has fallen, so therefore that there is a gap between heaven and earth.
天上的一切没有难处。
There is no problem with what happens in heaven.
但是天上的安排一带到地的时候，马上就有许许多多的发 反对在哪里。
But as soon as when the things being arranged in heaven being brought down to earth, then there's much many against this.
如果要把这个反对挪开。
If you remove those that are against it,
那弟兄姊妹们，你就注意到，神在他永远的旨意里头，他有一个安排，有一个计划。
Then you would know that in God's eternal purpose, there is His arrangement and plan.
都记录下来的。
It's all being recorded.
但是神却是把它用印来封得很严密。
But God has sealed this very closely.
并且严密到一个地步，是没有一个人可以把这个书卷来打开。
And it's been sealed so closely that nobody can open this up.
因为这个书卷一打开的时候，那未来必成的事就一件一件一件的出现。
Because as soon as this book is being opened, then the things that are to come will be fulfilled one by one.
那所以我们就注意到了，那这个书卷是什么东西啊？
So then we will pay attention to what is this book.
一些弟兄就告诉我们说，这个就是神对地的那个契约。
So some brothers tell us that this is the deed of God towards what earth.
这也是对
的。That is true.
但是不够完整。
But it's not complete.
因为里面有些东西就不单是一个契约的问题所解决的。
Then, because there are some things in there, it's really not just has to do with the contract or.
因为当我们在底下看，那封印了这个书卷的七个印怎么的揭开的时候。
Because when we look at how those seven seals being opened.
你看到每一个印的揭开，所引出来的是神公义的追讨。
Because actually, you see that. What's been brought out by each opening of the seven seals
is 圣洁的要求在人的当中要得着回应。
Is actually what God's righteousness and also how his holiness would like people to respond back to him.
那用简单的话来说，那就是说，神要经历的一些审判或者是。一个惩治，来把一切在神面前的堕落来结束。
So God would like to use the judgment or punishment to end the fallen of man.
那将来继承的事是什么？
So what is the things that will come?
就是这一本书卷里头所提到的各种各样的事情，包括神的追讨和神的建立。
So it's all what has been mentioned in this book, including the judgment and also the building up of God.
在追讨那方面是神解决撒旦和人的悖逆。
In regard of judgment, that God will resolve the issue of Satan, the rebellious of Satan and man.
在建造那一方面是带进新天新地和新耶路撒冷。
In regards of building up, it will bring in New Jerusalem, a new heaven, and new earth.
这整个就是那个将来未成的事的基本内容。
So those are the basic contents of the things that are to come.
现在问题就来了。
So the question is,
这个书卷一带到神的面前，没有揭开。
So as this book is brought before God,
没有人能揭开。
Nobody can open this.
长老就在那里说，天使在那里说，这个书卷就是没有人能揭开。
So the angels say that there's nobody who can open the book.
弟兄姊妹们，你就要留意到一个反应了。约翰一听到这个消息，他就大哭了。
Then you will see John's reaction that he wept as soon as he heard this.
弟兄姊妹，你记得这个时候约翰大概是什么年纪呢？
Please pay attention that how old was John at this time?
我估计他比我现在还要老。
I guess that he's probably older than me right now.
真的是老人家。
Truly he was an elder.
你要老人家大哭，这个是不是很容易的事？
It's really not easy for an elder person to
put. 当你看到约翰一碰到这个光景的时候，他忍受不住了。
But you see that when John saw this, that he could not hold back.
他大哭。
So he wept.
他为什么大哭？
Why do you weep much?
很简单一个原因。
Very simply.
如果没有人能揭开。
If nobody could open this.
神的旨意就不能完成。
Then God's will cannot be accomplished.
人的拯救就不能给带到神的目的。
Then man's salvation cannot fulfill God's purpose.
撒旦的权势就不能从神的眼前给除掉。
Then the power of Satan cannot be removed from God.
更严重的一件事情就是死好像就永远存留在神的眼前。
And what's even more serious is that death seems to be always before God.
我们也许不太了解这个事情的那个严肃。
It may be that we may not understand the seriousness of
that. 但约翰很懂得这一点。
But John really understands.
他说：“若不是这样，我们信主或不信主都没有希望了。”
He says that if it's this way, then whether we believe the Lord or not, there's no hope.
没有人能揭开这个书卷，那我们信了主也没有办法。
So since nobody can open the book, then even if we believe the Lord, there's nothing else to do.
如果不信主的人呢，更没有办法。
And for those non-believers, they cannot do anything.
约翰所在的时刻，在当时的教会的面对的环境是一个大逼迫的环境。
Especially at John's time, that it was a church was under great persecution.
那我们还有前途？
So do we still have future?
那我们跟随主干什么？
So why should we follow the Lord?
是不是当时我个人在想，约翰那个心情是非常的复杂。
So I felt that John really felt really complicated.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神把这个事情打开，并不是要叫约翰。你好久没哭过了，现在你大哭一场吧。
But God has revealed this to John is not because he wants John to weep much.
神没有这个意思。
God did not mean this way.
神只是让他知道这个事情真的是很严肃。
God only would like to know that this is really serious.
虽然是很严肃。
Although very serious.
但是神有他自己恩典的处理。
But God has his gracious way of dealing with it.
那结果呢就把一个被杀的羔羊带到神的面前来了。
So then they brought the lamb just being slain.
感谢赞美我们的神。
Thank and praise our God.
当这位羔羊被带到神宝座面前来的时候。
When this lamb was being brought before the throne of God.
24位长老就在那里就带出底下的那个敬拜。
So then the 24 elders brought out the following worship.
在他们那个敬拜还没有显出来以前。
Even before the worship was revealed,
我想弟兄姊妹们，你去留意一件事。
Brothers and sisters, please pay attention one thing.
我们对这件事情如果留意的好，对我们自己现在在学习纪念主的事上面也是很有帮助的。
This will be really helpful to us if we pay attention to this.
那弟兄姊妹们，你记得我刚才特别提到所看见的事。现在的事，将来集成的事情，他们在时间的次序上面是接连上来的。
We did mention that for the things which we will see, and the things which are, and the things which shall come, in time wise, they are continuous.
头一件事情做完了，第二个事情就发生。
It's that after one thing is being done, then the second thing happens.
第二件事情做完了，第三件事情就发生。
The third thing happened after the second thing has been done.
那现在呢？第二件事情已经做完了。
So now the second thing has been done.
所以约翰就给带到神的宝座上去看将来必成的事嘛。
So John is now being brought before the throne of God to see the things that
are to come. 那么就是你记得这个时刻。
If you remember this time,
你一定能领会一件事。
Then you can understand.
那个被带到神宝座前的那一个羔羊。
The lamb that's being brought before the throne of God.
圣经怎么去描述它？
How does the Bible describe it?
像是我们中文圣经说，像是被杀过的。
In the Bible, it says it had been slain.
但是我们从时间的计算
But from as we calculate from time wise,
这个被领到神宝座前的羔羊，距离我们的主真正挂在十字架上的时间有多少时间？
Actually, how long is the time has lapsed from this lamb being brought before the throne of God and the time that our Lord has been crucified on the cross?
我们真的不知道还有多少时间。
We really do not know this time.
因为我们不知道主什么时候来。
Because we don't know when our Lord is coming back.
但起码到主钉十字架到现在。
But at least from the time our Lord was being crucified on the cross until now,
也快两千年了。
Almost 2,000 years.
但是前面还有多少时间主才来，这个我们不知道。
But we don't know how much longer until our Lord comes back again.
就算我们不算那一段时间，就算到现在为止。
Even though we just count until now,
也差不多两千年了。
It's almost 2,000 years.
那这个两千年前被杀的那个羔羊，他现在被带到神的宝座前。
So the lamb that was slain 2,000 years ago now has been brought before the throne of God.
像是被杀过的。
As it has been slain.
我要请问弟兄姊妹们。
Then let me ask this.
这个被带到神面前的那个羔羊是活的还是死的？
So is this lamb being brought before God? Is he dead or alive?
当然是活的。
Of course he's alive.
如果不是被不是活的，那是给抬到神的面前了，不是给带到神的面前。
If it's dead, then it will be carried before God, so it's not being stand before God.
它是被带到神的面前。
It is being brought before God.
啊，人怎么走到神的面前？羔羊也同样的走到神的面前。
How do men walk before God? So does the lamb.
但是在他身上有一个事实。在那里留在那里
But there's a reality stated on him.
那是被杀的那一个记号
That he had been slain before.
这个是我们中文圣经所表达的
That's how the Chinese
如果我们回到希腊文原来圣经所表达的呢就说得更清楚了
Actually it would be even more clear if we look at the Hebrews.
啊，这一位被带到神面前去的吧的羔羊像是刚刚被杀过的。
The lamb that's being brought before God is
刚刚才被杀过的。
As if it just has been
slain. 但是我们刚才算一算，它至少到现在为止已经两千年。
But then as we calculate, at least seems to be already 2,000 years.
那这样的一个羔羊是活的还是死的？
So this lamb is it dead or alive?
而且上帝我们神是不是会是死里复活的？我们的主
Thank and praise our God that He is the Lord who has been raised from the dead.
但是一件非常宝贵的事情是什么？
So what's something so precious?
他被杀的那件事情
is that He has been slain.
永远在神的眼中是新鲜的。
It's always living before God's eyes.
那这也就是我们常常有软弱、愚昧、犯罪了，那主的灵苏醒我们，我们悔改。我们到主的面前认罪，主就给我们完全的赦免。根据什么
？So that's exactly based what so that when we are foolish and weak, and when we sin, when we confess our sin and come before God, then God forgive us. What is that forgiven based on?
如果是根据两千年前被杀的那个，我们的主钉十字架的主，那我们怎么可以得着？赦免和得救，因为那死里死了。
If it's based on our Lord who has been crucified 2,000 years ago, how can we still be forgiven right now? Because that's only based on history.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
虽然在我们的时间观念里面，两千多年他被杀。
Even though in our timing it seems 2,000 years ago he was slain.
但是直到现在，在神的眼中，他被杀的事情。
But even until now, the fact that he was being slain is still living before God.
新鲜到一个地步，他所流的血到现在还是洗净我们一切的罪。
Living to the point that even the precious blood he has shed still cleanses our sins now.
感谢赞美我们的神。
Thank and praise God.
当这一位被杀的羔羊顶到神的面前来的时候。
So when this lamb being slain, being brought to God,
就引出24位长老的那个敬拜了。
Which leads to the worship of the 24 elders.
他们整个敬拜的主题就集中在羔羊的身上。
The theme of their worship all focused on the lamb.
你曾被杀。
You have been slain.
用你自己的血从地上的各族、各方、各族、各民中买了人来。
And has redeemed by thy precious blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
叫他们归于神。
So they can be unto God.
啊，做国民归于神。
To unto our God kings and
做祭司归于神
and also unto our God
在地上执掌王权
and shall reign on earth
这是他们当时的敬拜
so that's their worship
弟兄姊妹我要弟兄们一同去留意的是当这个敬拜在天上一带出来的时候
so I would like you to pay attention that as soon as this worship has been
brought on heaven 你留意到那个响应是怎么样
Then you can pay attention to a response.
只有天上那里喜乐吗?
Is it only joyful in heaven?
感谢神,天上固然是喜乐。
Thank God, although it is joyful in heaven.
除了天上的喜乐呢?
Besides the joy in heaven.
哦,你就看,望撒文,我们没有念,那弟兄姊妹,你自己回去念念这一段的话。
Although we haven't read it yet, but let's go home and read it.
现在念念也好。
Actually, let me read it now.
当长老们在那里这样的敬拜主的时候
When the elders worship the Lord like this
你就看到一件事情了十一节开始
Then you will see starting from verse 11
我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音他们的数目有千千万万大声说曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄丰富智慧能力尊贵荣耀颂赞的
And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands saying with a loud voice worthy is the lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing
十三节，我又听见，在天上，在地上，在地底下，沧海里，和天地间一切所有被造之物，都说：但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势，都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。
And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth.And under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever.
是活物就说阿们。众长老也俯伏敬拜。
And the four beasts say Amen. And the four and 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that lived forever.
就看到了。
So you see,
当这一个羔羊的敬拜一带出来的时候
When this worship of the lamb is
brought out 天上固然是满了响应
In heaven it's full of response
地上也带出响应
And also the earth responds
哦，还有地底下沧海里所有各处地方一切被造之物都包括在里头
And also includes all things under earth which are in the sea and also those all the creatures.
都发出响应了。
They all respond.
什么响应呢?
How do they respond?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
对的,对的,完全是对的。
It's so true.
感谢赞美我们的神。
Thank and praise our God.
弟兄姊妹,当我们留意到天上这样的一个敬拜的时候
So when we pay attention to this worship in heaven,
你注意的真的是天地之间的一件大事。
Then you really see it's such a great thing among heaven and earth.
但是我们不能不问。
But we cannot but ask.
这样一件大事是怎么发起的呢
？How does this happen? How is this great thing initiated?
因为羔羊所做的，它带出来的。
It has been brought out because of what Lamb has done.
那羔羊所做的是什么呢？
So what did Lamb do?
在二十四长老的敬拜的里头就说出来了。
Then it mentions during the worship of the 24 elders.
他们要叫一切给带回神的面前，归于神。
They will bring all things back unto God.
啊，归于神这几个字，很显然的充满在他每一句话的里头。
Very obviously, they always mention about unto God.
他们做国民归于神。
So be people, be unto God.
他们做祭司归于神。
Being unto God as priest.
啊，他们更高的一个是归于神到一个地步。完全把神的那一个主权活出来。
And they are being unto God to the point that they are able to live out the sovereignty of God.
按照神的定义，与神的儿子一同在地上执掌王权。
So according to God's will, they reign on the earth with the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们把二十四长老这几句祷告的话，来归纳起来的时候。
So if we conclude with the prayers of the 24 elders,
你怎么说呢？
So how would you say that?
你能撇开创世纪第一章神造人的时候，神宣告他造人的目的吗？
Are you able to set aside the purpose of how God has created man in Genesis?
神说我要照着我们的形象和样式来造人。
God said that I will create man according to our image.
叫他们管理天上海中的鱼、天上的飞鸟、地上的走兽和昆虫和全地。
So they will have dominion over the things in heaven, earth, and in the sea, and the fowls in heaven.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你能把他这神这一个永远的旨意的起头。
Are you able to set aside apart from this God's eternal, the beginning of God's eternal purpose?
我们不能把它隔开。相反的，你看到神以后一切所做的事情，就是回到他起初的那一个创世时候的定位。
We cannot set that aside, but on the other hand, we have to see that for everything God has done has to go back.To his original purpose of creation.
现在我们就很容易看到一件事情了。
So we do see this.
那为什么第五章的这个祷告是那样的把整个宇宙的震动起来呢？
So why is the prayer in chapter 5 has shaken the whole universe?
最简单的一句话就说，神那荣耀的旨意完全做成功。
So simply speaking is that the glorious purpose of God has been completely fulfilled.
那当我们读神的话读到这里的时候，
So when we read God's words to this year,
我们不能停留只是在那里知道神有这样的安排。
We cannot just stay at the point of knowing God's arrangement.
我们必须更深一层的去留意，在神这个安排里头与我们有什么直接的关系。
We shall pay even more attention to what does God's arrangement has to do with us.
我们感谢神在这这年间的里头，神不住的兴起神的儿女们，开始更宽广的去留意到神对教会的建造。
We do thank God that during all those years, God has raised up His servants to furthermore understand His building up of church.
那我们就不能不问了，为什么要注意教会的建造呢？
So then we cannot but ask.Why should we pay attention to the building of church?
我们背逆神的人，我们死在罪恶过当中。神用一个救赎的恩典来把我们救脱了那一个结果，那不是一个顶大的事情吗？
Isn't there something greater for us who have died in sins and transgressions, but God through His salvation have saved us and delivered us from the sins and transgressions?
对我们来说，真的是一顶大的事情，还有什么？
To us, truly it's something great. What else will be bigger than this?
但对神来说，也不是最大的事情。
But to God, this is not the greatest issue.
最大的事情，神要释放的，不单是我们每一个照着他形象被造的人。
The greatest thing is that what God would like to deliver to set free is not just us, who are being created according to his image.
所以说要释放要恢复的是整个的万有都要归回神的荣耀里。
What God would like to restore to set free is that to let all things return to his glory.
这就叫我们很自然地被带到以弗所书第一章，神在那里宣告他那永远的旨意是怎么一回事。
So it very naturally brings us to chapter 1 of book Ephesians that God proclaimed what his will is.
神先就说出他要在基督里把一切属天的那个祝福赏给我们。
God first said that he will bring all the heavenly blessings in Christ to us.
但是不停在那里。
But that's not just stay there.
神继续在那里做。
And he continues to work.
做到有一天。
Until one day,
神说,
God said,
时间到了，时候满足的时候,
when the time comes,
他要叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
He will gather all things in one in Christ.
这个是神的最高最终的目的。
That's the final purpose of God.
那神这个最终的目的怎么去完成呢？
So how does this final purpose be accomplished?
感谢我们的神。
Thank our God.
这就和我们发生关系。
Then it has to do with us.
因为你在往上面以弗所书的时候，
Because as you continue to read book of Ephesians,
你就非常清楚地看到一件事情神说明的。
Then you see clearly God that has said,
神怎么来完成万有都在基督里同归于一？
So how can God accomplish this fact that all things gather in one in Christ?
那是借着那些首先在基督里有盼望的人做开始。
That is through initiated by the, all those who have hope, first hope in Christ.
12节，不是13节，多算了一节。12，chapter 1，verse 12。这就我们这些在基督里首先有盼望的人，让神得着承担。
That is, we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ.
然后神就用着我们来带到万有都在基督里同归于一。Then
God can use us to bring to the point that all things gather in one in Christ.
那如果我们能 掌握到这些事情，
so we, if we can understand all these,
弟兄姊妹就发觉了。Then
you will notice.
我们就是说，你要把那三件事情告诉神的儿女。Then
our Lord said that you have to tell those three things to God's children.
你所看见的事情，
what you have seen.
复活的主，
the Lord who has raised him.
他是教会的元首。
He's the head of church.
第二件事情，
and the second thing.
他要建造他的身体。
He will build his body.
当他的身体建造完了，
when he has completed building his body,
就带进将来的城市。
Then will bring all the things that are to come.
将来的地城市是所以能出现。
And the things that are to come can be revealed.
我们从第五章的祷告里面，你就看到神得着基督的身体的完成。
Then you will see through the prayers of chapter 5 that God has gained the completion of the body of Christ. We thank and praise our God. Although we are so foolish, and we have done so many rebellious things before God, but as God's mercy comes upon
us,
he has changed our position and changed our status and changed our entire function.
又叫我们成为神永远的旨意完成的一个很关键的点。
So we can become one of the most critical points for God's purpose to be accomplished.
我们实在感谢赞美我们的神。
Truly we thank and praise God.
我想今天晚上我就是把这一点的意思交通给弟兄姊妹。
So I would like to share about this, those points to brothers. So when we have this kind of understanding, so start from tomorrow, we will see point by point of
John's prayer.
So we will see how God, according to His will, accomplish what He would like to do on us.
等到神所做的在我们身上做成了，神怎么把这一个结果带到整个的万有？
So after what God would like to do has been accomplished on us, then how God bring this result onto the whole creation? So by that time,
天满了欢喜快乐。
Heaven is full of joy.
万有也在那里响应天的喜乐。
And everything else also responds to the joy in heaven.
当然我们更是在那里发表神的满足和神的喜乐。
And then of course we will express God's satisfaction and His joy.
我们感谢神。
We do thank God.
那是也是因着这样的一个领会，来让我们看见，我们的神给我们那个全备的救恩的里头，神是怎么把我们从与神毫无分无关而带到与神不能分开。
So then, through this, we also understand that how through the complete salvation which God has given us, He has brought us from having nothing to do with God into the point that we cannot be separate from Him. So we can forever say and being connected with the worship in heaven to say that He's the Lamb that's truly being worshipped and praised. I think we will share about those tonight. Then tomorrow we enter into our main thing. Let's have words of prayer.
主啊，我们何等的需要你这个赐恩智慧和启示的灵，向我们说更明亮的话。
Lord, how much we will need your spirit of wisdom and revelation to speak even more clear words to us.
我们没办法不承认，我们是愚昧无知的人。
We cannot but confess that we're so foolish and without understanding. But you've saved us to such a point. So we can have fellowship with you. So we can receive the position to be become the family of house of God. Because of what our Lord has accomplished, so in your eyes we become your beloved ones. You say that because we are sons, so we are heirs.
与基督为同作后事,
and co-heirs with Christ. How you have entrusted all things unto your only beloved Son. So you let us are being called sons, also together enjoy what you have given to your Son together.
如果什么时候你打开我们里面的眼睛，我们看见你的作为，我们都要。
Lord, whenever you open our eyes and we see your work, we shall really prosper and worship you. We shall all say glory, blessing, and praises and glory
unto
you. Be unto our Father and the Lamb being slain forever and ever. Thank our Lord. For you have accomplished the will of Father unto us. We give you all the thanksgiving and praises. We pray and give thanksgiving in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.